we pick you by hand.
What kind of grass did you have trouble with in a cotton field?
In a cotton field? We had the most trouble with our grass, we call it buffalo grass. It has a seed on it. We don't hardly have any more now, call it buffalo grass.
What about Johnson grass?
Of course we had that, it's come later. When I was a kid, we didn't have, now Johnson grass got our country, but we didn't have much. We had very little Johnson grass. We didn't have any on our farm at that time, not when I was a kid. But now Johnson grass has taken over. Johnson grass in Bermuda has taken over. We don't have any buffalo grass anymore. And we had Kellis weeds too.
Had what?
Kellis weeds. Mm. We had a lot of Kellis, especially where we fertilize with this barnyard fertilizer. The Kellis weeds love it.
That's a new one on me. I hadn't heard of that before.
Kellis weed. The Kellis weed is a weed that has a, it grows up and has a, it has another name. We call them Kellis weeds. It's a weed that grows up hogs and cattle. We fed it to our hogs. They love it. We cut it down with wagon loads.
You mentioned barbed wire fencing. Was there any other kind of wire fencing used on a farm besides barbed wire?
No. Yeah, we used not much. No, not on a farm. No, barbed wire is all we used. We had knitting wire, but they only had knitting wire for goats and hogs.
Knitting wire?
Knitting wire, yes.
Was that ever called hog wire? Or you ever
they call it hog wire that? Now. We did not call it hog wire. They call it knitting wire now.
I see. Well, have you ever seen any type of wooden fence that's, you usually see it around people's yards or around their gardens. It's, most of the time it's painted white and it has kind of a point. The rails come to a point.
We're called picket fence.
Picket fence.
We had that around our yard. Picket fence.
At your...
But it, they were pickets, separate pickets. Now that we have a picket fence, what they call the red pickets. It's all, it's got a wire in the center. And, but our yard, they had a, put the posts and they had two before it and nailed the pickets all separate. We call them picket fence.
Well, is that something like a paling fence, or is that different?
It must be about the same, yeah.
Well, have you ever seen a fence or a wall in this area made out of loose stone or rock?
Not loose stone or rock?
Yes, sir.
Yes, but that was really before my time. They used rock, loose stone and rock. They don't, not now.
You don't see that too much in this area?
No.
I see.
Of course, we have a lot of it out here at Lavia Mission. You've been out there, haven't you?
I've just driven past it.
You haven't been there?
I haven't had time yet.
You want to be sure and go there.
That's associated with their early history?
Right. It's the early history. You want to be sure and go there.
All right. I see. I want to ask you about some different utensils. Say your best dishes, a person's best dishes.
Rosie, you better come in here.
That you would use for company. What would you say those were made out of?
What is that?
Oh, you talking about dishes and stuff now. I can't quite answer that question. Quite answer the question.
I was just wondering what most people's best dishes are made of in this part of the country.
Now?
They're in China, wouldn't you?
China.
Have you ever heard of an egg made out of something like that, or similar to China, that you might put in a hen's nest?
Yeah, we used to call it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.